hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We kick off today's big show looking towards the future to another live aboard adventure. Not the one in May for my 50th birthday, which will be in the Maldives with Explore Adventures. No, I'm looking even farther into the future. I can't believe I'm actually planning a dive trip this far out. But January 18th, we are going to be in Saba St. Kitts. We're doing the Saba St. Kitts itinerary with Explore Adventures. And it's going to be a great trip. I've done this itinerary before. You are welcome to join us. All the details are right there at scubaradio.com so you can book it and be on board for all the festivities. However, we have some very special guests on board. Not only will we have our traditional pod of Scuba Radio mermaids, the Scuba Cowboy will be traveling with me as well. We're going to have Barry and Ruth Gimbalo from Dive Training Magazine, or I should just say Photo Pro Extraordinaires, on board to kind of show us how to use our underwater cameras and do some special projects as well. Barry is on the line with me right now. Barry, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I am great. Ruth and I are so excited about being able to come down with you guys on Explore Ventures and be back with Pup again and the mermaids. I mean, we've got some neat things planned for you.
Yeah, we do. You know, we've done some trips before, you know, in Dominica and on land-based things, and we're a passive cross, and we've had a great time with Barry and Ruth before, but this will be our first liveaboard experience where there won't be anywhere to escape. You hear what I'm saying, Barry?
Uh-oh. You know, I hadn't thought of it in those terms.
Yes.
I guess you're right.
And what I'm talking about, I'm not saying that we will escape from you. It'll be vice versa. Trust me.
I do understand.
Yes.
No, it will be exciting. I mean, we're pumped up for the trip. We're working on already pictures that we want to show. Good as well as the bad pictures, because we learn more from the bad pictures than we do from our good stuff.
Yes. So, well, I don't know if you mean bad pictures of the late night festivities that happen on the boat.
Yeah, I don't think I'll go that direction. Yeah,
exactly. You know, I can trust Barry to keep those Scuba Radio exposed pictures on the down low.
No, I don't think the guys at Dive Training Magazine would be excited about me doing those kind of pictures.
No, no. They don't happen. Those type of pictures never exist anyway. But we're going to have a great time. And Barry Ruth, specialize not only in just great underwater photography, but they do a lot of the covers for Dive Training Magazine. And that is one of the elements that we're going to throw into the mix on this. Right, Barry?
That is correct. We're hoping to get a cover using one of the scuba mermaids. And that is real exciting for us because we've shot the mermaids before in Dominica.
Right.
And some of the other islands. And having the chance to do a cover is just really neat, really neat idea.
Yeah, you know, I really have some minor concerns about doing this, because when it comes to our Scuba Radio mermaids, you know, obviously they love having their picture taken. That's why we take them out on the road with us, because
right,
people want to see them and definitely not want to, they don't want to see me. But some of them are a little bit more sensitive than others. And when you're shooting this Dive Training Magazine, you know, you do this front and reverse, angle photo that is, the first and second page of Dive Training Magazine. You open up the magazine, you see the reverse angle of the cover shot.
Exactly.
Now, if you're taking a picture of one of our Scuba Radio mermaids, that reverse shot could create some issues. You hear what I'm saying there, Barry?
Ooh, think we'll be careful. We're going to have to really plan this out to make this look right.
Exactly. We're going to be, you know, I just know how some of them are sensitive about that type of stuff. You know,
as well, you've got some beautiful female girls that have been your mermaids, so we have no fear there that they're going to be aesthetically pleasing.
Yes, but we'll Photoshop if necessary, or do what we need to do. But we'll make it work, I have no doubt. But let's talk about what goes into one of these shoots, because it is truly unique. I've always been fascinated with these Dive Training Magazine cover shots and reverse angle shots. And Barry and Ruth, by the way, you guys have shot more of these dive training covers than any other photographer, I believe. Is
yeah,
that right?
I believe so, yes.
It's like 50-something, or what's the running
60-something.
Count? 60-something. Well, there you go. So it's a crazy number of projects that they have done, but there's a lot of thought that goes into this. It isn't that easy, because you have to do a lot of work to get the first shot, with whether it's lighting or the angle of the reef and the photo subjects, the gear or whatever. And then you got to flip everything around and get the same exact, angle or reverse angle. And there's a lot of thought that goes into that. This isn't like a 15-minute shot type of thing.
Oh, by no means. And that's why said a moment ago that we would have to really plan this out, because all of our shots are based upon an article within our magazine. So it's not just a here's a pretty shot of a dolphin on the cover, and then there's nothing about a dolphin on the inside.
Right.
So there is a tie-in for sure.
Yeah, and that how does that process evolve? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes. Well, our editor sends us a list early in the year, usually around April, and has what kind of articles would you like to write? We call them queries. What kind of articles would you like to write for the, let's say, the 2014 year? And then the authors all come up with articles, and they will we will even say, we will supply pictures for this article, or I will not be able to supply pictures. Please have someone else supply the pictures. And then our editor looks with our publishers, and they decide what articles are going to fit best. So let's say the whole magazine won't be on kind of the same thing, you know.
Right.
So there'll be some variety in the magazine. And then we get our assignments usually anywhere between late June and early July.
Okay, so we don't know at this point what we might try to shoot in January in Saba St. Kitts, because we got to wait for this process to unfold there in June,
exactly.
July time frame.
Exactly.
And then they'll give you an assignment and say, okay, we're going to do a article on mermaids. Get us a front and reverse shot photo of a mermaid or something.
Very possibly, yes.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. God
exactly.
knows there's a ton of stuff. And the thing about dive training, a lot of the articles are safety-based or education-based. So a lot of times the photos will reflect some kind of skill being done on the top or of the water or the below the water, correct?
Oh, yes. Yes, we're very skill-based. We're basically for the new divers and their instructors. But there is something for everyone. There's more and more technical diving that's added. We have the photography that Marty Snyderman does articles on photography. You know, there's some video that's starting to be put in as the DSLRs and even the point and shoots are getting to where they're not only shooting stills, but shooting video as well. So that could be a process that would be coming in.
Yes. Well, I'm even fiddling with that kind of stuff. And, you know, hopefully I'll pick up a tip or two. I always learn something new when I'm hanging out with Barry. He's very generous when it comes to sharing his knowledge of underwater photography. And I like to dabble. And, and everybody on board will have that, have some amazing access to an amazing underwater photographer. Now, what's on your docket there, Barry? I mean, what are you planning over the next few months, like, that you might, you know, pitch, I guess, in your presentation there here in next month or so?
Well, Ruth and I will be going probably sometime in midsummer to shoot a lot of our pictures that we're going to be needing for next year. And then we're going off to Komodo National Park at the end of August. So we'll have some new pictures to show, and we'll be learning some new techniques. We are working more on video. We've been adding our videos to our dive skills columns that we do each month, and we've been doing that for the last couple of years. So we have some new ideas on how to make the dive skill videos even more exciting.
Well, Barry, I look forward to January 18th in Saba and St. Kitts with Explorer Ventures. I can't wait. Tell Ruth I said hi.
I will do it, and thank you. We can't wait either. We know that probably shouldn't do this plug, but I heard that Putt Morris has a new CD that's just out too, so I'm sure he'll be singing those songs along the year and on the trip too, so we're excited about that.
Yeah, and probably making up a few new ones on board.
I would not be surprised.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi, I'm Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center in Key Largo, Florida, and you're listening to my good buddy and dive pal, Greg the Dive Master, from the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it too, especially when we have the man, the myth, the legend on the phone like we do right now. Captain Slate is with us on Scuba Radio. How are you, Captain?
Hey, I'm okay, man, enjoying this beautiful 80-something degree weather, and water temp is rapidly coming up to match it.
Beautiful. Yeah, down there in Key Largo, Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center, you have been really busy. Not only is it still kind of spring break mode, but you've been working on this reality TV show. And so you just shot the pilot. Is that what I've heard? Is that what I'm hearing up here in Orlando or what?
That's it. That's what we just did last Thursday. I think Wednesday, actually. Yep, we shot the pilot. It was lots of fun.
A lot of fun. Why is that? What is the this pilot? First of all, it's called Clean Slate, and
we've got a new name.
Oh, new name.
The real R-E-A-L Slate. Of course, I'm always the real Slate, so
right.
That's what they're using.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
There's a fake one down the road, but I'm the real Slate.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, they're trying to get some of the drama between some of the dive operators down there in Key Largo, which is good. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cage matches, pudding wrestling, who knows what will take place. I mean, for the pilot, what did they do? What did you guys shoot?
Well, we took out I think it's called the Young South Florida Young Nudist Club on
what?
The boat. Yeah, it was bathing suits weren't not optional; they weren't worn. So we had I think we had 12 nudists, and it was made my day. I found my next ex-wife.
Oh, really? No. Now these nudists, I've heard there are. Sometimes you're kind of looking at them, you wish they'd put their clothes on, but you're saying there were a couple diamonds in the rough, so to speak, or what?
Actually, yes. They were all, I would say, in the 35 younger range, just mm-hmm. a bunch of nice people. Of course, I wasn't too excited about the guys part of it, but we had some lovely ladies on there, one named Sunny, who... proposed marriage to before we got off the boat, so she's thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we had a wonderful day out there on the reef.
Yeah, well, okay, so the guys are swimming around there naked. I mean, did you take them to the creature feature, or would that just been too much drama or potential?
Yes.
That could have been bad. That would have ended very badly. Great for TV, maybe. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, great for the Morio might have grabbed the wrong bait.
Yes.
So we didn't do the Morio feed. No, we did. We just did a snorkel dive, and Fraser did film the underwater part of it all.
Okay.
Very interesting photos. Yes, and
he got it in HD. Did he?
Yeah,
he concentrated.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
he did
awesome.
Concentrate on the ladies too. But it was a lot of fun. They were just a really fun bunch, and we've had nudist groups before, but it's been a lot of times. It's just what you said. You want to put their clothes back on, but we got lucky with this crowd.
Yeah. So, I mean, how did this get set up? Was this already in the works, and then the guys knew you guys were having the film crew knew you were going to have a nudist group on board the boat there at Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center and say, hey, that's where we need to shoot our pilot? Or how did that come to be?
Well, we didn't have them scheduled, but we set the date so the film crew could be down. So they were involved with the date, and they came down, and it was beautiful weather, and we just had a ball. I mean, what the heck? I mean, it's when they're just them on the boat and just a group like that, like other groups have had, it's fine. They can do what they want. I mean, as long as they're safe.
Yeah, as long as they're safe. And for TV, all they have to do is pixelate where appropriate, and they're good to go, too. Unless they're, what are they planning to put this on the Playboy channel or what? I don't know.
Well, I'm not sure if it's going to be aired or it's the first pilot show. The Animal Planet bought the show, and they paid them to come down and do the first pilot. Now, I think it will be used eventually as a segment of a show, so that'll be a lot of fun.
All right, so they came down and they shot this for the pilot. So where is the where are you at in the process of having this picked up possibly by Animal Planet? Do we know, or are you still kind of in a holding pattern, or what?
Well, Animal Planet's invested a lot of money for this, so I think they feel that the film crew, both parts of them in New York and parts here in Miami, Blue Moon Productions, thinks it's definitely a go. They wouldn't even have spent the money for the pilot, so they will start shooting the sequence of shows in probably Labor Day weekend. I mean, Memorial Day weekend, May.
Got it. So in May, they'll start shooting through, as long as it takes, or is it like a six-week period they're going to shoot, or do you know yet?
They'll shoot through the summer.
Okay.
If they get the show sold, it'll be at least through the August, and then we'll go from there. And then, they usually shoot about 8 months out of the year once the show is running every week.
Got it. And the idea is they're going to follow you around with cameras like 24/7. Is that the thing? So you're going to have cameras all around you for this entire summer coming up, or do you know?
Oh, yeah. You're mic'd up the whole time, even at Hunter mic'd up for one part of it. Hunter wasn't on this shoot, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just standing. Yeah.
I was going to say, his son had got a serious lesson in the birds and the bees. That would be the first episode. No, that'd be scary.
We did. No, we didn't do that. We 18 and above. But, yeah, we'll be there at the house. They were there. They've been there already. They're there when you come out in the morning, get in your car, and when I'm feeding the cats and go to the shop, get on the boat, start shouting at everybody while they're late and while they didn't come to work, and
right.
which bar or jail I got to go to get my crew out for work.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Well, I tell you, it's going to be a great show. I have no doubt. Just knowing Captain Slade over the years here doing this show, this has been a reality TV show in the works for, I don't know, decades now. This will be great.
Yep.
I have no doubt.
Well,
and some of the drama that they're planning, I did talk to some of the folks at Beneath the Sea from the other slate, and they kind of told me that they are going to zero in on some of this drama. Are you concerned about that at all, Captain Slade, or what do you think?
Oh, I don't care. Good gosh, I don't care. I remember the first thing was saying, well, do I have to tell them all the bad stuff? And I go, I don't think it's going to surprise anybody. They already know it, so let's go.
You can't embarrass me. Come on. That kind of thing. Huh?
Yeah, don't make me blush here, please.
Yes, yeah. No, it'll be it'll be amazing.
Yeah.
But
well,
go ahead.
The overriding beauty of it is that it is a reality show. Yeah, we're a bunch of goofballs in the dive business, no doubt, but people can actually come and do this show. They can come to the Florida Keys and go diving and snorkeling, and that's the whole beauty of it is. It's going to really boost everybody's awareness of the Keys and diving.
Yes, it is. It'll give them a nice behind-the-scenes look at some of the characters at play in the industry, which is a big draw to becoming a diver, to being able to interact with these literally living legends and some of the most fun folks you'll ever meet. We'll put Honey Boo Boo in her place, finally.
Oh, yes, exactly.
I love it. Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center down there in Key Largo, CaptainSlate.com. Go there, check it out. We'll talk to you again real soon, buddy.
You got it. We'll see you on the boat.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I hate to take this call, but of course, I really have no choice sometimes, and I figure if I just do it real quick, I'll get it over with. Drunken Santa is on Scuba Radio right now. He's dialed up and has pestered my producer, said he has to come on. What's up, Santa? What's going on?
Oh, my God. How much longer you kept me on hold.
Well,
how much longer do I have to wait?
Well, I was talking to Captain Slate, and you know, we got a lot of stuff to cover today. I mean, come on.
I mean, I heard that. I can hear the whole show. Well, you know that it's me. You need to put me right through immediately.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind. So,
do not keep Santa waiting. It's not nice to make Santa mad.
Well, okay, don't put me on your naughty list.
Nothing for Christmas.
Yes, exactly.
No snorkels.
I don't know why I should bother every year for the last 5 years. All I've gotten is an empty rum bottle. So,
well, all you ever asked me for, I need to do a mask with a fancy heads-up display.
Okay.
I need new fins. I need a new dive computer.
I have those things. I don't need
them. Those things cost money, Greg.
Right. Okay, I'll keep that in mind. So what do you need? What are you calling about? What do you want?
I got an idea when I was listening to the show. You know, you said Captain Slate has a television show.
Yeah, Real Slate. They're going to film it this summer.
I got an idea for a show that you could be on with me.
You have an idea for a show, a reality show.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm listening.
It's called Drunk Dynasty.
Drunk Dynasty. Okay.
Okay. So So we, you and me, will have some Christmas cheer.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about spirits.
So you know, Drunk Dynasty coming
Drunk
to
Dynasty, coming to television near you. Go
oh
ahead.
Oh boy,
that's a $1 million idea, Greg.
Yeah, or a sign of the apocalypse. Anyway, all right. Well, I'm glad you got that out. And
hey, keep,
good riddance
keep,
to you. What?
Keep
what?
That under your hat.
Yeah, okay, we won't tell a soul. All we can say is we're sorry. You know, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Good diving, everybody.
Oh, boy.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, Diver's Consumer Tip, number 217. One of the many benefits of rebreather certification is the ability to dive without bubbles. So keep in mind, when bubbles do appear when diving with a rebreather, there'll be no hiding the fact that you had seconds on the Mexican omelet at the breakfast buffet.
Parts in your general direction.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network with us. And I have a question.
And let's hope I have an answer.
How long can a person dive?
What do you mean? Like an individual dive or dives in a day?
No. I mean, is there an age when it's time to hang up your regulator?
Absolutely not. There really isn't an arbitrary age. As long as you're healthy enough to do it, diving can be a lifelong activity.
But we change as we age. We slow down. Not me, of course. You know, our gear gets heavier. Maybe a few of us get a little heavier, too. But how do we keep going?
It's really all about the art of adaptation.
What does that mean?
Well, I think it means something different for everybody. Adaptation is about knowing yourself, knowing your limitations and your needs as they change over time.
Knowing what works and what doesn't.
Exactly. And the need to adapt is really not exclusive to issues associated with aging. There's not one of us that goes through life without experiencing physical changes of one kind or another. Sometimes it's due to an injury or a medical condition. Sometimes it's just time getting to us. But physical changes are part of the game.
Hence the need to know thyself.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes, you have to know yourself before you can know if something is wrong or what kind of adaptation may be required. For example, if you really take stock of yourself, you know what gets sore, what muscles are stronger, which ones are more susceptible to injury, you know, that sort of thing.
Got any suggestions?
Start with asking yourself, how do I feel? And really stop long enough to answer that question. Every pre-dive experience requires you to feel up to the activity before you get in the water. As part of that ritual, regular medical checkups are a really good habit, as well as regular exercise. Not just for overall fitness, but add strength training as well. Also, test yourself from time to time to ensure that you're ready for the more physical elements of diving.
Perhaps swim some laps in the pool.
That's a great way to take stock.
So let's say you take stock and determine that you need to make some changes to your usual diving routine. What kind of adaptations can you make?
Well, it may not be possible for me to answer that question completely, but there are some basic considerations that come to mind. If you're not able to, say, lift a scuba tank, ask someone for help. Let's say if a giant stride just isn't working for you anymore, try another method of entry. If you can't lift your full assembly scuba unit, or if you can't move with it on, think about donning your gear in the water. Needing to adapt isn't a problem or a reason to stop diving. It's only a problem if you let pride get in the way and refuse to do it.
How many times have I heard that one?
Probably as many times as I remind myself.
Yeah, if I had a dollar. It sounds to me like sometimes being kind to yourself and admitting you need to adjust can actually keep you diving instead of ending it.
That's a fact.
So what if you don't know how to adapt?
Remember, knowledge is power. If you find yourself facing a change that may require adaptation, learn more about it. Learn what you can do. Is it a medical condition? Learn about any symptoms that may affect your diving. Do you have to take medications? Know the possible side effects, and again, how they might affect or be affected by diving.
The Medics at Dan are a good resource for that, right?
Absolutely. We answer questions about medical conditions and medications all the time. Sometimes we're able to impart all the information needed, and sometimes we're able to connect a diver with a knowledgeable medical professional who can work with them more closely. The important thing is that divers are learning what they need to know to change with the times. And we applaud and encourage that.
Oh, I like applause.
Well, I'll be sure to give the guys a heads up.
Cool. Are there any more common sense adaptations a diver can make?
Sometimes we just need to remember to take it easy and dive within our limitations. And sometimes we just need to slow down from time to time.
And sometimes we just need to slow down.
Sometimes we do. But either way, it's a good time to remember that there is no need to dive in extremes. You shouldn't feel like you have to go deep or stay as long as your profile allows. You do not have to complete a half dozen dives just because you used to. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with taking a longer surface interval between dives. Time spent topside can be just as much fun as time spent underwater.
Sounds like if you know yourself and throw a little kindness into the mix, you're on the right track.
You got it.
See? You had the answer.
I try.
You can't stop time, but it doesn't have to stop you either. Remember that change can be good, provided you're willing to change with it. So don't be stubborn. Learn the art of adaptation and keep on going. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Last week I mentioned that I got my bifocal dive mask from Prescription Dive Masks in the mail. I have Chris on the line from Prescription Dive Mask. By the way, it's prescriptiondivemask.com to help me out with my first dive with this new piece of gear that I'm about to get wet. Chris, how are you?
Oh, not too bad, Greg. How are you?
I'm great. All right, so I hear a lot of noise going on in the background. What is going on there exactly?
Well, that's our small team actually hand-making each pair of lenses right behind me.
Wow, so they're grinding lenses as we speak. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys just do that 24/7, and people can basically take their mask that they use now, send it to you with their eyeglass prescription, and what do you do exactly? You take the prescription and mount it or glue it or fasten it to the dive lens or what? How does this work exactly?
We get an exact left and right prescription, so it's just like your eyeglasses. Comes in a big round glass blank, and then, again, that sound is them actually hand-shaping it to fit whatever mask you send us, so it's going to look good no matter what.
I gotcha.
And then we chemically bond it onto the inside of the existing glass.
Very nice. Okay, so it's done to your exact specifications. Turnaround time, obviously, pretty quick, because you guys got my mask to me in about a week. And I was kind of surprised how fast you turned around. But typically, it's anywhere from what, 2 to 4 weeks, or what?
It's about 2 to 3 weeks in the spring and summer, because we do get kind of slammed here, and everybody's headed off to some awesome island somewhere.
Right.
But fall and winter, it's about 7 to 10 days.
Okay. All right. So you just plan accordingly, get your prescription, find the mask you like or the one that you've had, you've been using for some time, ship it off to Prescription Dive Masks, and they'll take care of it. Ship it back to you, which is where we are today. I have this new mask. I'm ready to get it wet. Now, there was some instructions that came with it, some ideas or tips on how you should go about this as first time using this type of mask underwater. What are some of those suggestions?
Well, the basic one is if it's your first time using a prescription dive mask or your first time wearing bifocals, your first dive with it should be rather relaxed. Just to give you a moment, it should take about half an hour for you to really get used to exactly how it feels to you. Other than that, every couple of dives, just get in there with like a toothbrush and some warm soapy water and clean around the edges. And that's actually more for the mask than the lenses, because the lenses are going to last longer than the mask anyways, but you want that mask to last as long as possible.
Okay, so the defog stuff gets in there and starts eating away at the rubber or silicone or what?
defogger, salt, sand, all of these things get in there, and they can eat away at the structural integrity of the mask.
Mm. Is there any other, like, preventive measures or maintenance that you got to do with a mask like this, or no?
Take it in your carry-on when you're traveling, because, I mean, this is your pair of glasses, so you don't want to get to where you're going and be without them.
Right. True. Yeah, do you ever have anybody popping these things on when they're, you know, they forgot their regular glasses? You get pictures like that. Hey, I had to drive over to the hotel. I forgot my regular glasses. Look at me.
That's actually one of my favorite stories. Was a guy sent me an email. He was on a 10-day live aboard.
Yeah.
Second day on there, his glasses went over the drink.
But
fortunately, exactly. But fortunately, he actually had his regular mask and then also a backup one. So he had actually gotten two from us.
Uh-huh.
He cut the nose out of one of them and just wore those around the boat.
Wow. Okay. Well, it'd make for a great conversation starter at the bare minimum, right?
He said everyone was making fun of him, but he didn't care because he could see.
That's true. That's true. Well, you know, I've been putting this off for some time. But I just couldn't do it any longer, and I'm anxious to get this thing underwater, take it down, and being able to see the pictures that I take before I actually get them up on a computer, which has been a problem. Yeah,
there
I'll actually see if I'm in focus underwater for once. That'll be a nice change of pace. PrescriptionDiveMasks.com. Go there, do what I did, and you'll be able to see clearly now, at least underwater or above water if you're like that guy.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Under this garb, we're perfectly ordinary Americans.
They had me all set up with the scuba guy. Made sure that I bought a waterproof watch. That's important. Gee, I'm completely out of oxygen. And look at the time. Now I'm dead and I'm late.
And I'm going down.
Yeah. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Okay, let's say it's about that time. You need a little afternoon pick-me-up. Something to spice things up. No, it's not a scuba radio mermaid. It's actually spice or hot sauce for divers. And on the line with us, we have Sean to tell us all about it. Actually, Sean, first off, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
How you doing, Greg? Great to talk to you today.
You got it. Now, I met Sean up there at the Beneath the Sea show a couple weeks ago in New Jersey, and that's where you're based out of, right, Sean?
We're located in Western New Jersey.
Western New Jersey, which seems like a strange location for a hot sauce manufacturer or, I don't know, hot sauce recipe guy. I don't know. What is this? It's called Spicy Diver, and it's hot sauce or a line of hot sauces I don't know, what divers like or what? You tell me.
It's a combination of both. I'm a scuba diver by nature. I dive locally up here in the North Atlantic, and I also do travel through the Caribbean. I was just down in Florida. Being a hot sauce liker and a scuba diver, I came up with the logo of the scuba diver with the jalapeno tank on the back.
Nice.
And I just ran with it from there.
Cool. So is it one of these things like you've been diving off the coast of New Jersey and it's kind of cold up there and you need something to kind of warm you up maybe on your surface interval, or it's purely for, I don't know, just to kick things up a notch, whatever food you like, and throw this on anything?
We do certainly use it on the boat when we're barbecuing. We'll throw it on the hamburgers, on the hot dogs, on the tuna. If we're catching any seafood, it's wonderful. We've got a flavor called Caribbean lime, which is an excellent marinade and hot sauce on any kind of seafood, from lobster to scallops to flounder to anything you want.
Excellent. Now, once again, it's Spicy Diver's the name of this hot sauce line, spicydiver.com. So are you like a restaurant guy or a food a guy or something, or a foodie, as they say in that biz? Or was it a diver first and this kind of just popped up into your head like, hey, I need to bottle this stuff?
A diver first, and this completely started as a little side thing, and it's grown. I'm working with a real good friend of mine, and he actually does the bottling for me, and it has just grown and grown every year. It's our fourth year in business, and every year it gets a little bit better. But we have right now four main lines of hot sauces, and we're adding new products. We had a new steak sauce this year and a new salsa as well.
And they're all under the line of, or under the heading of, Spicy Diver. Was that right?
They're all on Spicy Diver. If you go to the website, I have my three main flavors are on there, which is the Caribbean lime, the garlic serrano, which is my best seller, that goes on everything. The red habanero, which is hot, which is going to add a little bit of heat to everything.
Mm-hmm. So this started as a home recipe, or like you were out lobstering or something and wanted to kick it up a notch, or what? Give me the background in that regard.
Well, I do enjoy a good lobster every once in a while. I'm a fan of the scallops myself, and I love to do a little dip of the Caribbean lime on the scallops, which mm-hmm. is outstanding. But I just started looking at recipes and blending things with a friend of mine, and it has just evolved from there. I'm completely new into the business when I started it 4 years ago, so I was definitely not a foodie to begin, but I'm getting a good education.
Got it. And you were up there beneath the sea. Have you been up there a few times exhibiting at some of the shows in the area, or was that a new thing for you?
We've done Beneath the Sea, which is an excellent dive show. This is our third year with them, and we do some of the local dive shows, some local flea markets here in New Jersey. I do have a bunch of retail stores. Some of the scuba shores carry it. If you don't see it in your local dive shop, ask them to bring it in. We'll certainly retail it to them, and you can find it all over.
Once again,
the website is great.
Yeah, spicydiver.com. Go there and get more information about this. All right, Sean, tell me a little bit about your diving experience. You say you travel around quite a bit. So what are some of your favorite places that you've been?
Well, I'm a huge fan of Cayman Brac. I love it down there. I love the beach diving. Just got back from a trip down to Pompano where I actually did my Trimix training on my rebreather.
Really?
And I love diving the local waters up here off New Jersey. I crew on a couple of dive boats. So we're constantly out every weekend. Right about now, the weather's changing, so we're going to be good for the next 6 months local diving up here.
Nice. Now, so you're a Trimix rebreather diver? Is that what you said? You did that down in Pompano?
Yeah, I got the certification. I went rebreather last year, and I did Trimix for some of the deeper dives. Up here, some of the wrecks are a little bit deeper.
Like how? What kind of depth are you talking about?
You know, the one a lot of people are know about is the Andrea Doria, which is a wreck off the coast of New York here.
Okay, so you're doing some serious tech diving, obviously, if you're doing the Andrea Doria. And, well, this is hardcore stuff. So who are you training with? Is this like John Chatterton's group or something? Or what are you doing exactly?
I actually did crew on the Seeker, which John Chatterton is known for back in the day running. I was crew on that boat. And, yeah, I mean, it's just over the years it's emerged and gotten more into it and deeper and going for it. But I have just as much fun in 50 feet of water as I do in 250 feet of water.
Okay. It doesn't matter, but regardless, you like to spice it up with some hot sauce on your catch of the day.
At the end of the day, if you can add a little kick to it to get those spice buds or those taste buds alive and kicking, just add a little bit. It's wonderful.
SpicyDiver.com. Go check out this hot sauce, obviously made by divers, for divers, or actually for anyone. Right, Sean? You won't discriminate any bubble watchers that would like to get in on some of this action, I'm guessing. Am I right?
We certainly do not. We do a lot of it. I have a real nice three-pack, which I'm going to put on special with the free shipping right now from Scuba Radio.
Well, there you go. A three-pack at SpicyDiver.com. Pick up a three-pack. Free shipping. You heard it here. Just mentioned Scuba Radio. All right. Hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving is on deck. Stay close. We're just getting started.
Under the sea. Each little snail here. You know how to whale here. That's why it's hot. Under the water. Yeah, we love here. Down in the fire. Under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.